By week's end, reporters in Ferguson found that where once they were most afraid of tear gas canisters hurled or bullets fired by the police, now they were also wary of people on the ground, people from outside the community who had come to join the chaos. Local station KMOV-TV has been on the ground there since the night of the shooting.
Every night, News 4 has been on the street with police and demonstrators to
report. Last night, no looting, no violence, but there were 47 arrests.
Brittany Noble, who's live at West Florissant in Canfield. What kind of reaction have you seen tonight, Brittany?
Well, Chris, the situation here continues to change.
Now the station's news department is puzzling over how to continue covering a dramatic story with no end in sight. KMOTV News Director Brian Tuvino says the most urgent issue for the station is this. Will too much live coverage lead to more violence on the ground?
How much publicity do we give to these groups who are not from St. Louis? Because by and large, most of the people who are in St. Louis having their daily protests, they go home at night. They are peaceful when things are, you know, getting a little rowdy in the evening. It's the factions that have a different agenda who are the ones who are inciting police at that point. So we just have to make a judgment call, and this is almost a daily basis, about what we carry outside of our normally scheduled newscasts.
Were you hearing from people in the community or your own reporters that the news coverage was actually affecting the events on the ground?
Well, I would say how you perceive their issues and why are they out there. It's a very racially divided story here in St. Louis. You see it in social media. You see it in comments made back to our news department. We just can't come off as rooting on something that's going on in our community, meaning nothing's happened yet, but we're here waiting for something to happen.
So you don't do play-by-play, gavel-to-gavel coverage of the street?
Well, in the early days when it was involving St. Louis residents, you would have some of our competitors carrying wall-to-wall play-by-play coverage of a police line with maybe one, two people in front of it, making, you know, a stand for whatever reason. Well, as that goes on for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, you see more people show up. You see more people coming out. And it's like, what is really fueling all these additional people to come forward? And you just worry that, is it the live television broadcast? You just have to have that conversation. We had a very difficult discussion after we went on the air on Monday. We broke into the last few minutes of a CBS program, and that was met with some severe public backlash because many people turned to other programs to kind of escape what's going on.
What was the story?
It's about a face-off between police and protesters that was almost leading to a chaotic situation.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, we could have handled it much differently.
How?
Well, we were within 10 minutes of a regularly scheduled newscast. We could have interrupted a commercial break that was coming up and just said, you know, this is the scene that's going on. We're going to have a live report in 7 minutes.
And let your viewers finish watching the exciting conclusion of Everybody Loves Raymond or whatever.
It's actually Under the Dome. And in essence, you know, we said, this is far more important than your moment of escaping what's going on.
But you've been getting some conflicting signals from the public, right?
There are mixed signals. You know, it's like, what really do you want? On one hand, you have people saying, enough already. We want you to stop covering the story because you're only fueling the fire. But then every morning we see what the ratings were on the previous day, and ratings in St. Louis for all stations are markedly higher than they typically are.
Has the huge press of national and international journalists change the way your station can cover the riots?
Well, you know, you would have camera crews from CNN, from MSNBC running back and forth in front of your camera. We actually had a reporter who was in the field doing a live interview with a local alderman, and somebody comes in from outside of the area, outside of the country, and tries to interrupt our interview that's live on the air in St. Louis. I mean, at the end of the day, we're the St. Louis local media. We're the ones who deal with the ramifications of what's going on before Michael Brown's tragic shooting death and after. The Wednesday after Michael Brown was shot and killed by the police officer, we organized a town hall meeting of community leaders, African American and white, to have a discussion about how we got here, how we got to not only the distrust of police, but also what would lead to the reaction that took place in the days following.
You're talking about having a national conversation.
Our title was a community conversation about how we can start the process of fixing many of these issues. But it's going to take our communities to do it. And I think that's where the local media comes in. And you'll never see the national media, for the most part, back here again once the play-by-play nature of this is over with.
Okay, Brian. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Touvenot is news director of KMOV-TV, St. Louis.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.